Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today, because God is a good God. Today we have a very good topic we're going to bring forward today. And before we start, I have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what our ears would hear and our minds receive, dear Heavenly Father, on obeying your word today. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us for anything, any sins we have done by omission or commission. Dear Heavenly Father, let us hear your voice and what you are saying to us through your word and be obedient. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we're talking about, yes, Lord, I will obey your word. How many of you all in radio land have heard and said that before out of your own mouth? In some people's mind, that word is a bad word. They don't let or like to hear that word. They don't like what that means. They don't like what that word demands or requires. You know, the carnal nature of man, rebellion, is rebellions. It does not want to obey man, let alone God. You know, the Bible clearly teaches us to obey those who have the rule over us. But there are those who do not want to hear that or do that over in Nehemiah, the 9th chapter and the 26th verse. It was talking about how Israel as a nation was disobedient. I know you can read that at your leisure. And our tag words today is obey, disobedient, and rebellious. You know, as a group of people, you can be rebellious, you can be disobedient, and you sure don't want to obey. When something is told for you to do or something that would help you along the way, you'd rather get hurt and everything else instead of being obedient to God, not just to man or woman, but to God. You know, one of our main verses today in our topic is coming from Psalms 119, verses 168. And it said, I have kept thy precept and thy testimony for all my people are before thee. That's from the King James Version. But if you go to the New Living Translation, it says, yes, obey your commandments and decree, because you know everything I do. You know, today our lesson is aimed to teach that saying yes to God is tantamount to saying yes, you will obey him. And you know, some of our key words, like I put our tag words, but our key words today is a command, a mandate, an order, or injunction given by authorities, charge, precept. And our decree today, it's a judicial decision or determination of a litigational cause. And you know, stubborn, unreasonable, obstinate, inflexible, fixed in opinion, and not to be moved or persuaded by reason. Inflexible. You know, when we're talking about obey, that means when we obey in the word and we be disobedient, you know, things will happen. In even the Old Testament, God called them stubborn, which you'll find in Psalm 78 and 8. He called them stiff-necked. And Exodus 32 and 9 and 33 and 3, it say, and a few other choice words. Over in Isaiah 48 and 4, there was no yes in them. They repeatedly let God know that they were not going to obey him or his word. How many of you all are doing that today, not obeying God's word? He tell you what to do, tell you how to do it, but you will do it your way. Like Frank Sinatra say, you know, you want to have it my way, but have it God's way. When you have it and do God's way, it will not go unheeded. And you know, over in Exodus, the 19th chapter, the 4th through the 6th verse, talking about You have seen what I did to the Egyptian and how I bore you on eagle's wing and brought you to myself. The Lord is speaking. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my words, my voice, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be to me a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. You know, even in Exodus, the 20th chapter, verses 18 through 21, it says, now are the people witnessing the thundering, the lightning flashing, the sounds of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they said to Moses, you speak with us, we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. You know, in verse 20 it says, and Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that ye may not sin. So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick thickness where God was. You know, we have to obey God's word. You know, things have not changed that much. The word of God stays the same. But we as people, we change from what God done told us to do, what he said. You know, people living in the world today are just as disobedient and rebellious as the children of Israel. You see that every day. Sad things about it is that this includes people in the church as well as the world. You know, if you are a member of this, yes, Lord, you need to know and understand what it means to say yes to God. You need to know that yes is more than a hymn of the church. It is more than a traditional pass from generation to generation. It is a vow that you made to the Lord, and you're not going to turn back. This is something between you and God, not the world. That means you have to obey his word as well, obey his voice. When he's giving you the word, you have to be obedient unto what God is saying. You know, when it comes down really saying it's a saved life, you must say yes. When it comes down to really living a sanctified life, you must say yes. When it comes down to living a Holy Ghost filled life, you must say yes. You know, there are no ifs or buts about it. There can be no hee-hawing about the matter. There can be no uncertainty or indecisiveness about it. Either you're going to obey God or you're not. And you know the consequence comes from not being obedient and obeying God's word. If you're going to obey, God tell him, yes. Say yes all day. Say yes every day. The life of a true saint of God is a life of perpetual yes. A lot of times you say, I'm saying yes, but I don't know what. But God have your best interest at heart when you say yes. He will lead you through every situation, you know, through his word. Even in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 10th through the 14th verses say, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandment and his statute, which are written in the books of the law, if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysteriously for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Now it is beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. That means you're going to follow, you're going to obey what God is telling you to do. And if you are rebellious and disobedient, you know what will happen. Over in 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, the 22nd to the 23rd, it says, then Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of ram. For rebellious is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity and an idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He also has rejected you from being king. Here he's speaking this in the word of God. It's in your Bible if you haven't tore your pages out. That's why I'm giving you scriptures this morning. Over in Jeremiah 9 and 20 say, you also gave your good spirit to instruct them and did not withhold your manna from their mouth and gave them water for their thirst. That means obeying. When you obey God, his word, you will eat the good of the land, but you have to be obedient. Over in Psalms 25, 8 and 10, it says, God, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teach his way. And the path of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Over in Psalms 32, 8 through 10, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. That means you're trusting in God, you're obeying God, you're obeying his word he has given to you. And you know, the Lord brings the counsel of the nation to nothing. He makes the plans of the people at no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. And we're talking today, yes, Lord, I will obey your word. And you have to say, if you're going to obey God, you have to tell him yes. And that means every day or during the day. You know, if there is a person who personified the atheist of what we are talking about, we have to realize what God is saying. And we give God the glory and the praise this morning, because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And you know, we think about when we read the scripture, we read over here by King Saul. Saul was eventually rejected by God. I know if you read that in the scripture, in 1 Samuel 16 and 1, he did not know how to take orders or follow orders. Isn't that like the people today? They don't want to take orders from nobody. They don't want to follow orders. That means they don't want to obey God's word. That means they're being disobedient. They're being rebellious. You know, he did not know how to take orders. But here God told him to kill all the Amalekites and not to bring anything or anyone back. You'll find that in 1 Samuel 15, 1 and 3. But this is when disobedience come in and rebellion. Saul did the exact opposite of what God has said. How many of you all have done opposite of what God said? He told you where to go, what to do, and how to do it. But you disobeyed God. You didn't do what God told you to do. He told Saul that when you go out, don't bring nothing back or anything back once you have took care of the Amalekites. But what he did, He did the opposite. He killed everybody except the king. That was a disobedient right there, rebellion. And the best sheep, he brought that back. You know, these he brought back to home to Israel. When he first encountered the prophet Samuel, he claimed to have obeyed the Lord. Here he lied. He didn't obey the Lord. Samuel responded by asking about the bleeding he heard in his ear. You got to remember, you have to do what the Lord God tell you to do. You have to be listening to what he said. Because if you're not listening to what he's saying, how are you going to be obedient? We have to do what the word says, not what we want to do, but what the word is telling us to do. And that is what God wants us to do. Even in these days and time, he wants us to listen to what he is saying. Not what we want to do, but what he's saying to do. Today our topic is, yes, Lord, I will obey your word. And that's what we have to be, yes to God. Some people mind, you know, that word is a bad word that they hear. But it's not a bad word. That's a good word when God tells you what to do and how to do it. All you have to do is say yes. Be obedient. Don't be disobedient. You know, even in Psalm 85, verse 8 through 9, it's saying, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace to his people and to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. You know, you got to hear what God's saying to obey his word, because if you're not reading what he's saying, you cannot not obey what he's saying to you. You got to be obedient to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, in Psalms 119 and 105, it said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Well, if the word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, you mean you have to say yes to him. You can't give him nothing negative. You got to be yes to the Lord. You know, Proverbs 1 and 23 said, turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. That means you got to be listening. You can't go off half-cocked thinking this and thinking that. No, you have to be obedient to God's word. That's what he wants you to do. He just wants you to say yes. Yes to his way. Will, yes to his way. It's nothing hard about serving God and following God's instruction. Not at all. And when we follow God and his instruction, we won't go wrong. Some of you are going through some things right now because you wouldn't say yes to God. You wouldn't be obedient to God. And that's a no-no. You can not say yes if you want to, but how you plan on eating the good of the land being disobedient? Over in Proverbs 4:20-23, say, my son, give attention to my words. That could be a woman or man. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and help to all thy flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence. For out of it springs the issues of life. That means you have to be about God's business, doing what God say. Be obedient. Don't be disobedient to the word of God. You know, Saul said that the people brought the sheep back to offer as a sacrifice to their God. Over in 1 Samuel 15, verse 15 to 21. But Samuel quickly pointed out to him that obedience was better than sacrifice. He letting them know, we didn't need the sheep for a sacrifice. Your obedience to the word that I give you was most important. But you know, Samuel quickly pointed out to him that obedience was better than sacrifice. This is a lesson that need to be rehearsed in the ear of God even today. Yes, to do we offer to God the sacrifice of praise. You'll find that in Hebrews 13 and 15. But there is something better than praise. It's called obedience. You can praise all day in the sanctuary, but without your obedience, what is it? It's like a sounding brass to God. You have to be obedient and do what he say do. That's what he want us to do. You know, as I was going through this topic, you know, that was the time when obedience was taught in local churches. Is it still being taught today? Think about it. Is obedience being taught in Bible study, Sunday school, whatever area you have, mission, men program? You know, is it being taught? Do you think teaching on obedience should be done in the home? Yes, because if you're obedient in the home, when you get out and spread abroad, you go, remember, I've been obedient. I'm going to do what the Word of God says, not what I want to do. And, you know, when you think about it, what impact might this have on your children being obedient, their behavior outside the home? If they're not behaving and are being obedient at home, how you expect them to be obedient when they go out, when they attend school, churches, social event? If they have not been obedient and listening to what God said at home, how would they be able to do it when they go out? Think about that. God wants his children to obey, to be obedient, to listen to what he says in his word. That's why we're speaking today on you will obey your word. Why you won't obey? Just think about it. You know, we still sing the yes, Lord, yes, Lord. You know, you have most songs out now saying yes, Lord. But are you really, not just the song, are you doing what you're saying, yes, Lord, to God's will, to his way? We have lost what that actually means. A lot of people have really lost yes to the Lord. Do you think Satan today really understand what it means to say, sing, or even sing yes, Lord? Because he was up there and he decided he wasn't going to do what God said. So God had to banish him from heaven, because he figured he had got above saying yes to the master. Just like a lot of you all don't want to say yes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it's going to come a time you're going to wish you had said yes, Lord. You know, it's interesting to note that the things that we have talked about, God, the sacrificial of praise, also talk about obeying those who have rule over you. You know, a lot of people don't like to have, that's why so many people out there homeless, because they don't want to obey the word of God. They don't want to obey someone having rule over them in facilities that would take them from out of the cold, where they can have hot running water, fresh clothing, a nice meal in their stomach and hear the word of God. They have been out wanting to do their own thing for so long that they don't realize, if I would have only said yes, if I would have only been and not being disobedient, if I wouldn't have been rebellious and just listened to what God was saying, I would be further better off. But they'd rather go through a whole lot of rigmarole than just say yes to God. It's just that simple. It's not a hard thing to say yes to God, not at all. And you know, over in Proverbs 8:33 and 34, the word of God said, hear instruction and be wise and do not distinct it. It says, blessed is the man who listened to me. Meaning you got to listen to God so you can obey his word. Watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my door. Over in Proverbs 19:20 and 21, it says, listen to counsel and receive instruction, that ye may be wise in your latter days. You got to be wise. Just think about it. And in our closing, we're going to come from Ecclesiastes 5th chapter 1 through 7. 2. It says, walk prudently. When you go to the house of God, and draw near to Him rather than to give the sacrifice of fools? But they do not know that they do evil. Do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. He means He wants you to obey. Don't get up doing a whole lot of unnecessary talking that He didn't give you. Listen and be obedient to His word. And on closing for today, let it be a yes in your spirit, Lord. I will obey your word and heed to what you are saying. And as I say on my closing, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love each and every one of you today. And until next week, say yes to God. And not all the time saying yes to man, but yes to God. You'll be surprised on what your yes will end up being. And until next week, be blessed. From Overseer Sadie Elliott, with joy and peace. Bye-bye.